Police in Britain are trying to find out if the four men they say bombed London's transit system last week had accomplices. Police also said they're virtually certain that all four bombers died in the attacks, and they appealed to the public for additional evidence. Meanwhile, Britain's paused today to remember the 53 people who died. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports from London.
Police say they've interviewed about 500 witnesses and looked at some 5,000 security camera tapes in their search for clues. But Peter Clark, head of the Metropolitan Police Anti-Terrorism Branch, said the investigation is still in its early stages.
We need to establish a number of things. Who actually committed the attack? Who supported them? Who financed them? Who trained them? Who encouraged them?
But it's also true that police have made considerable progress. Clark said police are virtually certain that three of the four men who traveled to London from Leeds last week died in the attacks, and they think the fourth did as well. Clark identified one of them as 18-year-old Hasib Hussein, and he released two photographs of him. One chilling shot, taken from a security camera photo last Thursday, shows Hussein passing through a train station in Luton wearing a backpack that presumably carried the explosives. Clark said police believe Hussein was responsible for the bus bombing that killed 13 people.
Did you see this man at King's Cross? Was he alone or with others? Did you see him get onto a number 30 bus?
There were press reports today that police are searching for a fifth man who might have been the mastermind of the operation. Meanwhile, as the one-week anniversary of the bombings passed, the city paused to remember the dead. In Westminster Abbey, in Trafalgar Square, in the House of Commons, in churches and schools and mosques, life in the city came to a halt. Precisely at noon, the chimes of Big Ben rang throughout central London. At a train station in East London, the driver of the double-decker bus that was bombed, George Saradakis, read a statement tinged with the kind of defiance that's been heard a lot in the city in recent days.
As we stand together in silence, let us send our message to the terrorists. You will not defeat us, and you will not break us.
Not far away, a crowd filled a street corner near Tavistock Square, where the number 30 bus was blown up. The bomb site itself has been sealed off by police, and so a nearby Anglican church has become a gathering spot for mourners. They've left a large mound of flowers on the church steps. As noon arrived, the church bells rang. Traffic came to a stop. People bowed their heads and held hands. When the 2 minutes were up, engines restarted and people quickly headed back to work. More than a few people here had memories of last week's attacks. People like Denise Marshall, who was walking nearby when the bus blew up.
My tube had been redirected and I came this way and thought I'd try and find my way to work going through side streets. And then when the bus blew up, people just ran everywhere. And this is the first time I've come back to this area.
Not far away, a handful of office workers came to drop off flowers. One of them, Steve Martin, said the news that the attacks had apparently been carried out by British-born suicide bombers was disturbing.
Adds a different dimension to the whole thing, doesn't it? Well, you just look around you. You're not looking for people that are obviously foreign. You don't know anything from anybody, do you?
But for many Londoners, the fact that police have made so much progress is also encouraging. In just 7 days, investigators have learned who apparently carried out the bombings and are turning their attention to who might have helped them. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, London.